This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's mayor asked his school board president to resign yesterday after an uproar over social media posts lambasted him as anti-Semitic. But some are still questioning why he was appointed in the first place. Sarah Van Loon is the regional director for the American Jewish Committee. She says Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson crossed a lot of lines, like sharing someone's post that said Zionists are Luciferians, and comparing comments made by Israeli leaders to Nazis.
Everything from medieval anti-Semitism to super contemporary anti-Semitism, and just complete disregard or respect for our community.
Johnson was officially appointed just last week. Van Loon says she wants to know how the mayor's office allowed these social media posts to get through the vetting process. Officials say political pressure had no role in hate crime and terrorism charges filed yesterday against a 22-year-old. Sidi Mohammed Adelaliz was already facing 14 felony counts after an Orthodox Jewish man's non-fatal shooting last weekend. The victim was walking to synagogue on Chicago's north side. Home surveillance video seems to show the defendant returning and opening fire again, and shows police shooting him. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says evidence on the defendant's phone indicates the 22-year-old was targeting Jews. State's Attorney Kim Fox says the investigation took time.
The extraordinary nature of a terrorism charge isn't simply that this person went out for a single individual. We were able to determine that this individual plotted on this particular community.
The defendant is hospitalized. His first court hearing moved to next week. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is opting not to take a pay raise as the city faces a nearly $1 billion budget gap next year. Budget documents show Mayor Johnson and alderpersons Rosana Rodriguez-Sanchez and Byron Sicho-Lopez are foregoing a pay hike. Each year, city elected officials have a chance to reject the automatic raise, which this year is a little over 4%. Here's Johnson.
Believe it or not, I don't do this job for a check. I don't. For me, I don't actually think much about those dynamics. What I'm thinking more about is the fact that we've sold off assets in this city and the financial ruins of this city are quite severe.
Meanwhile, the city clerk, city treasurer, and the remaining 48 alderpersons are all planning to take the raises. Researchers at University of Chicago's Transplant Institute say they have found a way to functionally reverse diabetes. Islets are clusters of cells that help your pancreas produce insulin. For years, surgeons at UChicago Medicine have performed islet transplantation infusions for specific patients with type 1 diabetes. But those patients then needed anti-rejection medication, which came with a number of side effects. Piotr Witkowski leads the pancreatic and islet transplant program. He says a pilot study is using a new alternative form of immunosuppressants.
It is very exciting because the results which we see with these medications are way better than what we've been seeing for the last 20 years.
Witkowski says the treatments are working five times better than before. Other things you should know today. A federal judge in Illinois heard arguments this week about whether a soon-to-take-effect banking law should be temporarily blocked. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is trying to get a lawsuit brought by groups representing banks and credit unions. Starting July 1st, they can no longer charge swipe fees on taxes and tips, but the banks say it's nearly impossible to get new systems up and running in time. There is no word on when Judge Virginia Kendall will issue a ruling. The Chicago White Sox have officially introduced Will Venable as their next manager. Venable spent the last two seasons as the bench coach for the Texas Rangers, who won the World Series last year. Sox general manager Chris Getz says the team had an initial list of 60 potential candidates for manager before deciding Venable was the perfect match. Getz thanked former interim manager Grady Sizemore for taking over midseason and did not rule out returning him to the team in some capacity. Today's weather will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds and for the high to reach about 60 degrees. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.